下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们开始之前一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you be given glory.
愿你祝福我们的敬拜。
May you bless this time of worship.
祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
借着你的圣灵。
By your Holy Spirit,
使我们得以更加的认识你。
That we may come to know you more,
使我们的敬拜是出自于我们的信心和真诚。
That we would worship you wholeheartedly,
我们感谢赞美你。
I pray this, we give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Today we're going to talk about the offspring of Abraham.
我们看到当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，告诉亚伯拉罕，或者说是应许给亚伯拉罕一个后裔。
We see that when God is speaking with Abraham, that he covenanted or promised Abraham a descendant.
这个后裔呢，不但是成为以色列神的百姓的拯救者。
And this descendant or offspring, it will not only be the savior of Israel,
他要成为地上万族的拯救者。
He will also be the savior of all the nations.
所以从亚伯拉罕之后，所有的先知都在预言这位拯救者即将到来了。
So from the time of Abraham on, all the prophets, they were prophesying about how this would come.
所以以色列人呢，几千年呢，一直在盼望这位以色列的拯救者呢，能够来到。
So the Israelites all this way, they were hoping for the Savior to come.
那么我们来看神是怎样应许给亚伯拉罕的。
Let us see now how God promised Abraham.
这也是我们之前为什么讲了大概花了一年多的时间，我们一直在讲这福音。
This is what we were talking about for the last year or so about the gospel.
我们为什么称它为福音呢？
Why do we call it the gospel?
就是因为我们要有拯救的这样的一个拯救者，这就是个好福音。
Because this gospel speaks of the Savior who saves.
就是个好消息。
This is the good news.
就是这位拯救者他来了。
This is the Savior who has come.
那么我们一起来看，当年神是如何应许给亚伯拉罕的。
Let us see now how God promised to Abraham in that day.
在创世纪的22章，神与以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕这样立约。
In Genesis chapter 22, we see how God established a covenant with the forefathers, with the ancestor of Israel, Abraham.
创世纪22章的第17节，这里说，神说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你的子孙必得到仇敌的城门。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 17 says, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies.
所以神在这个立约的当中呢，他说他要祝福亚伯拉罕。
So in this covenant from God to Abraham, God says that he will bless Abraham.
也要祝福亚伯拉罕的后代。
And will also bless the descendants of Abraham.
那不仅仅是他要成为一个大国，有很多的后代。
Not only will he become a large nation, many descendants.
十八节这里接下来就说，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Verse 18 goes on to say, And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
那当我们讲亚伯拉罕的时候呢，我们都记得亚伯拉罕非常的顺服神。
When we recall Abraham, we know that he obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕和他的太太萨拉本来没有小孩的。
Abraham and his wife Sarah, they did not have any children at that time.
但是神却赐给他一个儿子叫以撒。
But God gave Abraham a son, Isaac.
接下来我们看到了以撒就生出了谁呢？
And who came from Isaac?
就生出来了雅各。
This came Jacob.
神给雅各改名叫以色列。
And Jacob was given a new name by God, Israel.
那么以色列也就是雅各，他生了十二个儿子，成为以色列的十二个支派。
And Israel, who is also Jacob, he had 12 sons, and these are the fathers of Israel.
那么神应许给亚伯拉罕的大福还不仅仅如此的。
And the blessing which God gave to Israel and Abraham, it's not just this.
亚伯拉罕的后裔还要成为地上万国的祝福。
Abraham's descendants will also become the blessing of the nations.
万国的意思就是所有的国。
And all the nations means all the nations.
今天我们看到世界上有很多的国家，哎，都有一个名字的。
We know that there are many nations right now. They all have their own name.
有的一些人呢，他们好像是也不属于某个国家。
Some people they don't want to be under any nationality.
但是这丝毫不影响所有的人都要通过这个亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，要得福的。
But this does not affect how they need to receive blessing from this offspring of Abraham.
所以从那个时代开始，以色列人就开始在寻求这位亚伯拉罕的后裔什么时候来呀？
And so from that time on, the Israelites were looking at when this offspring of Abraham would come.
当然，作为以色列人的话呢，他并没有想到说能够成为地上的万国的祝福，他们想的是知道是成为我们的祝福啊。
The Israelites were not considering how they would become the blessing to all the nations, and rather how this offspring would be their blessing.
所以在后来的几千年当中呢，神不断的借着先知呢，不断的在预言这位亚伯拉罕的先知后裔是怎样的一个后裔呢？
And so over the next several thousand years, God used the prophets to speak about what this offspring of Abraham will be.
他又是如何的借着怎样的作为能够祝福以色列人，祝福以色列的地上的万族呢？
How will he operate and through what means will he act to bring blessing to the nations?
所以如果我们去查考旧约圣经那些先知所讲的话的时候，
So when we go to the Old Testament to see what the prophet said,
我们发现这些先知都在预言这位以色列亚伯拉罕的后裔的来临。
And they are all prophesying regarding this, the coming of the offspring of Abraham.
那这先知们，他们预言这位亚伯拉罕的后裔的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of these prophets prophesying about the descendants of Abraham?
一方面，使以色列人呢，不至于失去盼望。
In one aspect, it is so that the Israelites would not lose hope.
因为这些以色列人等待这位亚伯拉罕的后裔的救恩这个好消息呢，等待了几千年。
Because the Israelites were waiting for this good news for the Savior, for this offspring of Abraham for a long time, several thousand years.
哎呀，我们人呢，等就有点等不及了。And
in human terms, we can't wait anymore.
因为我们每个人也不过就活不到100岁。
Because each one of us, we live just about 100 years.
即便是亚伯拉罕也不过就活了170岁。
And Abraham, he lived 170 years.
所以呢，神就不断的借着先知呢，来各个朝代呢，来告诉以色列人，这位先知，这位亚伯拉罕的后裔，拯救者，他一定会来的，一定会来的。
So without ceasing, God sent prophets, generation by generation, saying that this Savior will come.
那另外一方面是什么呢？
And what is the other aspect?
另外一方面就是当这位亚伯拉罕的后裔来临的时候，就说这位拯救者来临的时候，你可以认出他呀。
The other aspect is that when this Savior finally comes to Israel, that they would be able to recognize him.
因为借着这些先知的预言呢，你可以知道，哦，他是什么样的一个拯救者。
Because through these prophets, their prophecies, you will come to know what kind of a Savior this is.
是一个怎样的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
What kind of offspring is this of Abraham?
好了，时间就这样的过去了。
And so time passed.
一直到2000年前。
Up until 2,000 years ago.
那么就发生了一件事情。
And there came this event.
有一天呢，天使就临到了一个以色列的女子。
There came an angel upon a woman in Israel.
这个女子叫什么呢？ 叫玛利亚。
And this woman was Mary.
她没有结婚的。
She has not married yet.
她只有订婚，但是没有结婚。
She was only betrothed, but not married.
那么所以这个天使来的时候呢，就要向玛利亚报告一个信息。
And so this angel came with news to Mary.
我们看天使怎么说。
Let us see what this angel said.
当然，当天使来到玛利亚面前的时候，玛利亚很害怕的。
When the angel appeared to Mary, Mary was full of fear.
那么路加福音第一章的第30节，这里这样记载说，天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕。
Luke chapter 1 verse 30 says, And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary.
因为他知道玛利亚害怕, 所以他就安慰他说, 你不要害怕, 不要害怕。
The angel knew that Mary was frightened, and so he came to comfort her, saying,
这是个,
Don't be afraid.
这是个好消息。
This is a good news.
然后接下来说, 你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
He goes on to say, You have found favor with God.
所以玛利亚在神面前蒙恩了。
And so, Mary found favor with God.
说这是个好消息啊。
This is good news.
31节, 接下来天使继续说。
Verse 31, the angel goes on to say,
当然这不是天使说, 天使是在传达神的话。
Of course, this is not the angel's own words, he is simply a messenger for God.
接下来说, 你要怀孕, 生子, 可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Verse 31, And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
啊, 他要怀孕, 要生个儿子, 并且, 天使告诉玛利亚说, 这个孩子你给他起个名字叫耶稣的。
Mary will conceive and give birth to a son, and the angel told her that your son shall be named Jesus.
32节说, 他要为大,
Verse 32 says, He will be great.
谁呢? 就是这个耶稣啊。
Who? It is this Jesus, of course.
然后说, 大到什么程度呢? 他要称为至高者的儿子。
And great to what extent, it goes on to say, and will be called the Son of the Most High.
至高者指的就是神哦。
And the Most High, of course, is referring to God.
也就是说, 玛利亚即将生的这个耶稣, 这个婴孩呢, 他是神的儿子。
It is that this child who Mary will give birth to, he is the Son of God.
主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
Goes on to say, And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David.
我们都知道大卫是以色列历史当中的最伟大的君王。
We know that David is the greatest king of Israel.
我们也可以这样理解,他是神的百姓的君王。
Let us think, we can also think of it this way. He is the king of Israel, the people of God.
也就是说这里告诉我们说神要把治理管理神百姓这个君王的位置给谁呢?给这位耶稣。
We can consider it this way also, like the authority and the power to govern God's people, who is this going to be given to? It is going to be given to Jesus.
虽然这耶稣还没有生出来,但是神的旨意当中已经将他立为神百姓的君王。
Even though Jesus has not been born yet, he will receive authority from God.
他要做雅各家的王直到永远,他的国也没有穷尽。
Verse 33, And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
这里说的雅各家呢, 就是指的以色列嘛。
And this house of Jacob is Israel.
所以这里告诉我们说, 不但要把管理以色列百姓这个君王的位置给这位耶稣。
Not only will the position of authority, kingship over Israel be given to Jesus,
而且他这个王位呢, 还直到永远的,
and this kingship will also be forever.
他的国也没有穷尽的,
there will be no end.
哎,这个我们就要想一件事情。
So let us consider.
没有任何一个王, 没有任何一个国家, 任何一个君王呢, 是可以直到永远的。
No king or nation lasts forever.
如果你要学中国历史呢, 中国有好多的朝代的。
Look at Chinese history, there are many ages, dynasties.
那也有很多的君王。
There are many kings.
但是我们今天看到呢, 一个朝代一个朝代, 随时间就过去了。
But we will see that dynasty by dynasty, they all pass away.
那君王呢, 一个君王死了, 一个君王又上来。
When one king dies, another one comes up.
所以没有任何一个国, 也没有任何一个君王是直到永远的。
No nation and no king goes on forever.
即便是最伟大的。
Even if they are the greatest.
最伟大的一个王国, 或者最伟大的一个君王, 都不可能直到永远的。
The greatest nation, the greatest king, they cannot go forever.
但是这位神, 神借着这个天使应许给玛利亚的这个耶稣, 他的国, 他的王位是直到永远的。
But this one that was announced to Mary by the angel from God, he will have a kingdom that lasts forever.
他要做神的国的国王。
He will be the king of God's kingdom. He will be the king of the people of Israel, of the people of God. He will be the protector of this nation. And also the leader.
好了，接下来我们看，天使把神的话传达完毕。
And this concludes the message from the angel to Mary.
那玛利亚就对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事儿呢？
Verse 34, and Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin?
那我们都知道得结婚才能够生小孩嘛，对吧？
Of course, we know that you must get married first before you have children.
但是玛利亚说，我还没有结婚呢，我怎么可以，怎么能够生一个孩子呢？
Mary says, I have not married yet, how will I give birth to a child?
所以玛利亚不懂。
Mary does not understand.
所以天使就给她解释这样说，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你的身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Verse 35, and the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God.
所以天使呢，就对玛利亚说。
So the angel spoke to Mary.
的确你是没有结婚。
Indeed, you have not married yet.
但是这却不影响你生耶稣。
Well, this does not stop you from giving birth to Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你这个小孩呢，不是因为你结婚来的，而是因为神的灵的能力庇护了你。
It is because your child will not be the product of marriage, but rather it is because the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
也就是说是神的灵使玛利亚怀孕生子。
That is to say that it is the Holy Spirit who will cause Mary to conceive.
好了，所以呢，因为不是从某一个男人他的丈夫而来的这样的儿子，而是从神而来的儿子，所以这里说你所要生的这位耶稣呢，他必成为神的儿子。
Because her son did not come from a man, her husband, but rather he came from God, he will be called the Son of God.
所以我们如果还能够记得的话，在创世纪当中。
So let us recall back in Genesis.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，
after the fall of Adam and Eve,
神就一个一个的咒诅他们。
There was a curse placed upon them.
当咒诅到蛇的时候，
and when the curse came upon the serpent,
神就说，你要伤女人的后裔的脚跟。
He said to the serpent that you will bruise the seed of the woman.
但是 女人的后裔呢，要伤你的头。
But the seed of the woman, he will bruise your head.
那么我们知道，那个时候我们就有一个名词，我们需要知道的是什么？就是女人的后裔。
And so this noun, the subject, the seed of the woman.
女人是没有后裔的。
The women do not have a seed.
因为所有的人都是从父亲而来。
Because all people come from fathers.
所以呢，我们称为男人的后裔。
So we are the descendants of men.
所以你姓什么呢？
So what is your surname?
一定是你爸爸的姓的。
Your surname comes from your father.
而不是跟着你妈妈的。
Not according to your mother.
所以我们正常的人呢，都称为男人的后裔。
So typically we always say the seed of men.
但是在创世纪当中呢，亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候呢，神就已经预言说女人要有一个后裔。
But in Genesis, when after Adam and Eve sinned, God said, the seed of the woman.
而这个女人的后裔她做什么呢？她要伤蛇的头。
And the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent.
那么我们看今天，那么这位耶稣也可以称为女人的后裔。
So now we see that Jesus is also known as the offspring of the woman.
因为他不是借着结婚而出生的，而是神的灵直接使他怀孕生子。
Because Jesus is not the product of marriage, rather it is the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary.
所以他要成为神的儿子。
And so he is the Son of God.
我们是我们父亲和母亲结婚生，所以我们成为我们是我们爸爸妈妈的儿子。
We are children of our fathers and mothers, and so we are their children.
所以这位耶稣呢，他要成为神的儿子。
So Jesus, he is the Son of God.
而这位神的儿子，这位耶稣，他就是神应许给亚伯拉罕的那个后裔。
And this Jesus, the Son of God, he is the promised offspring from God to Abraham.
换一句话说，就是这位耶稣，就是神应许给不但要赐福以色列人，也要赐福地上万国的那一位拯救者。
Jesus is the one promised who will be the savior of not only savior and blessing not only to Israel but also to the nations.
我们可以称他为主。
We call him the Lord.
因为他不但是我们的君王，也是我们的主。
Not only is he our king, but he is also our Lord.
但是呢，我们常常想，哦，那他是以色列的君王，那和我也没啥关系的。
You may think that, oh, he is the king of Israel. What does that have to do with me?
但是这里清楚地告诉我们，他是神的儿子。
But we know clearly here that he is the Son of God.
他不但对以色列人有绝对的主权。
Not only does he have sovereignty over Israel,
他对于地上的万族所有的，他甚至于对天上的月亮、天上的星星，他都有主权的。
He also has authority over everything, over all the nations and also the moon and the stars.
他就是宇宙万有的创造者和拥有者。
He is the creator of the universe.
但是今天他却要借着玛利亚生出来，像你和我一样。
But today here we see that he will be born by Mary, born like us.
虽然他生出来的时候看起来和你和我是一样的。
Though when he is born, he looks similar to us.
而从他的身体的角度讲呢，也真的跟我们是一样的。
And from a physical bodily perspective, he is the same as us.
他也会有喜怒哀乐。
And he will also be experience emotions, happiness and sadness.
他不吃东西，他也会饿的。
He will also be hungry if he does not eat.
他小的时候出生出来的时候，他也需要玛利亚去照顾他。
When he was born, he still needed the care of Mary.
他也不是生下来就是个超人会跑步的。
When he was born, he was not born as Superman able to just run.
他也不是一天就长成一个成年人。
And he did not become an adult in one day.
跟你我是一样的，他需要不断的长大，一年，一岁，两岁，三岁，四岁，这样来长大的。
He is just like you and me. He needs to grow up over a period of time. One-year-old, two-year-old.
甚至于他有些知识呢，他需要学习。
And his knowledge still needs to be learned.
但是他和我们不一样的是什么呢？
But how is he different from us?
我们生命的根源会追到我们的父亲。The source of life.
Our source of life will come from our father.
所以呢，如果我们爸爸，我们跟我们的爸爸就很像。
We will be similar to our fathers.
但是同时呢，有一件事情，我们同时也从我们的父亲那里继承了。同时有一件事情，我们也从父亲那里继承来了，得到了。
We also receive from our fathers.
就是从亚当所犯的罪的那个罪性。
We also receive from our fathers the sin nature.
所以我们生下来就懂得撒谎。
And so, when we are born, we know how to lie.
所以我们生下来就自我为中心。
When we are born, we are already self-centered.
但是耶稣不一样。
But Jesus is not like this.
耶稣是圣灵，是神的灵，使玛利亚怀孕而生的。
He is the product of the Holy Spirit's power on Mary conceived.
所以他是没有罪的。
So Jesus is without sin.
他跟我们是不一样的。
He is different from us.
所以这里让我们知道一件事情，他是百分之百的人。
So here now we know one thing, he is 100% man.
就好像前面我们所讲的，跟你我很像的。
Just like how I just said, he is just like us.
但是同时他又是百分之百神的儿子。
But he is also 100% the son of God.
他同样从神那里继承了什么？无罪。
What has he received from his father? He received sinlessness.
所以这是他和我们不一样的地方。
This is how he is different from us.
他既是百分之百的人，又是百分之百的神。
He is 100% man and 100% God.
你说这我怎么理解呢？
You may ask, how am I to understand this?
你不需要理解。
Well, you don't need to right now.
因为你理解不了。
Because it's impossible to understand.
我也理解不了。
I also cannot fully understand.
但是这位神的儿子耶稣就是这样的。
But this Jesus, the Son of God, he is just like this.
He is.
He is.
他就是这样的一个存在。
He just is this existence.
100% 的神又是 100% 的人。
100% God and 100% man.
而当神亚当和夏娃违背了上帝的命令犯罪神把他们赶出伊甸园之后
And when Adam and Eve sinned and they were driven out from the Garden of Eden,
没有人就见过神的。
No one has met God.
因为人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
但是我们今天可以借着看这位耶稣神的儿子就好像看到神一样。
But today, by looking at Jesus, it is like us seeing God.
也就是说，罪人所看不见的这位神，今天你可以借着这位耶稣这个婴孩，哎，你可以能够看到神的影子。
It is also to say, us as sinners are unable to see God, but by looking at Jesus, this newborn child, we can see God.
而且他要成为地上万国的祝福。
And in addition, he will also be the blessing to all the nations.
或者说他要祝福地上的万族。
You can also say that he will bless the nations of the earth.
啊，不仅仅是以色列人。
Not only the Israelites.
所以我们知道，那个以色列神所应许给亚伯拉罕的，以色列所盼望几千年的这个后裔，他在两千年前真的来了。
And so this one who was promised to Abraham, this one that the Israelites were hoping for, he finally came 2,000 years ago.
So he was coming.
He was coming.
我们可以看见。
We can see.
这是不是好消息呢?
Is this good news?
是好消息。
It is.
是好消息不仅仅是我们可以看见了。上帝的预言呢我们今天哎呀看见了。
And we can see also in addition, we can see the prophecies.
而且我们需要更加需要留意的是那么这位神的儿子作为我们的祝福者他怎么祝福我们呢?
Let us keep in mind also, how does this blessing to the nations, how does he bless us?
因为神应许给亚伯拉罕说地上的万族都必因那个后裔得福的。
Because God has already promised the nations will receive blessing through him.
那他今天来了。
He has already come.
我们需要说真的那你给我带的是什么祝福呢?
Then you may ask, what kind of blessing did you bring?
比如说你爸爸的朋友要到你家里边来说今天我要给你带一个礼物。
Let's just say your dad's friend came over and he says to you, I'm going to bring you a gift.
你关心的是什么?
What would you care about?
啊那个礼物是什么?
You're going to be wondering, what is that gift?
Surprise!
It's a surprise.
不告诉你的。
I'm not going to tell you.
于是呢但是你爸爸告诉你的哦我的这个朋友今天下午三点钟会来的。
But your father tells you that, that his friend is going to come at 3 o'clock.
啊那你清晨起来的时候就该等三点钟的到来。
And so when you got up in the morning, you'll be waiting all day for that 3 o'clock.
啊你就盼望见到这位 uncle.
And you will be hoping to see this uncle.
三点钟到了。
3 o'clock comes. You hear a knock.
来了
He has come.
我相信你是第一个去开门的。
I'm sure that you'll be the first one at the door.
我相信你打开门第一句话 Surprise.
I'm sure you'll be asking for the surprise the moment you open the door.
你太想知道他给你的礼物是什么了。
And you want to know what the gift is?
你已经盼望了一上午了。
You've been hoping for it all morning.
你就想知道这个礼物是什么。
You want to know what the gift is.
那么以色列人也一样地上的万族也一样已经盼望了几千年的这样一位神百姓的拯救者和安慰者来到的时候
The Israelites and also the world they were all waiting for this moment waiting for the Savior to come
这是不是好消息
Is this good news?
是好消息
It is good news
但是这并不是好消息的本身
But this is not the good news itself
因为好消息的本身是随着这位以色列的亚伯拉罕的后裔以色列的拯救者而带来的
It is...This good news is going to be brought through this one that was promised to Abraham and the one who is the Israelites were hoping in.
你爸爸的这个朋友可能每个星期都来你家。
Your uncle may come over to your place every week.
但是没有今天这样的这么盼望这个 uncle, 你盼望见到他。
But you have never hoped to see your uncle as eagerly as this week.
那么为什么今天就这么盼望这个 uncle? 来临呢？
Why is it that you are so eager today?
因为他今天很特殊。
Because today is special.
他给你带个礼物。
He is going to bring you a gift.
所以你就知道，这个叔叔来呢，是有个特殊意义的。是我关注的是，不但叔叔来使我很高兴，而叔叔要给我带来的那个礼物，那是我更加关注的。
So this gift that your uncle promised to give you is the object of your focus. It's not simply just your uncle.
所以我们当今天讲到亚伯拉罕的后裔来临的时候，这是一个天大的喜讯。
And so when this offspring of Abraham came, this is a very big news.
是真正的好消息。
This is truly good news.
我可以告诉你，你一生都不会有任何一个好消息超过这个好消息。
I will tell you that in your entire life, you'll never receive good news as big as this.
这个好消息好得不得了的。
And this good news, it is exceedingly good.
你说，哦，我听过了。
You may say, oh, I've already heard it.
你不就是讲耶稣吗？
Aren't you just talking about Jesus?
你不就讲耶稣要救我们吗？
Didn't you just say that Jesus is here to save us?
不是灭亡。
To not perish?
反得永生啊。
To gain eternal life?
主日学老师都教我了。
Sunday school teachers already taught us.
我爸爸妈妈总跟我讲这个故事啊。
My mom and dad, they keep on telling me this story.
但是我告诉你，你真的还是不知道这个好消息到底是什么。
But I tell you that you still do not fully understand this good news.
你说我知道，我知道。
You may say, oh, I understand. Of course I understand.
啊，我就告诉你，你不知道，你不知道。
But I'm telling you, you still do not understand.
而且我百分之百的告诉你，你真的不知道。
I fully 100% tell you that you still do not fully understand.
也就是说，你应该知道的，并不是你现在知道的。
That is to say that what you should know is not what you know right now.
因为这位拯救者的来临会使我们喜乐。
Because the coming of the Savior should cause us to be joyful.
当我们看到这位拯救者所给我们带来的祝福的时候，你会更加的喜乐。
When you see the blessing which the Savior brings, you should be even more joyful.
因为我在你身上并没有看到那更大的喜乐。
Because in you, I have not seen that greater joy.
所以我确定。
So I am certain.
你并不认识。这位拯救者。
You do not fully know the Savior.
我给你举个例子，又是 uncle 今天来了，敲门。
I'll give you an example. Your uncle's here again. He's knocking at the door.
叔叔来了，要给我带美好的礼物。
And you're saying, oh, my uncle's here. He's going to give me a gift.
你就去开门了，叔叔 ，surprise。
And then you open the door and you ask for the surprise.
叔叔手放在后边。
And your uncle's hands are behind his back.
然后，啪啦。
And then he brings it up.
一个气球
and he brings you a balloon.
你会发现你那个脸就会 frozen.
And all of a sudden your face is frozen.
因为你所期待的不是一个气球啊。
Because what you were hoping for was not simply a balloon.
这气球到一元店里一块钱可以买十个的。
When you go to the dollar store, you can buy a balloon, or you can buy 10 balloons for a dollar.
所以这一个气球你会觉得很失望呢。
And so this one balloon, you would be very disappointed.
你的喜乐瞬间就没有了。
And your joy would all of a sudden be gone.
你马上就问 ,Hi, uncle.
You say, hi, your uncle, and then walk away.
你回你的 bedroom 了。
And then you go back to your bedroom.
因为你太失望了。
Because you are very disappointed.
但是这位以色列的亚伯拉罕的后裔所给我们带来的祝福是从神而来的，是一个很大很大的祝福的。
But this blessing which the Savior of Israel comes, it's from God. It is very big blessing.
如果你真的知道这个祝福到底是怎样的祝福，你绝对不会说 hi, 然后就走了 hi, Jesus, 然后就走了。
If you know what this blessing is, then you wouldn't simply just say hi, Jesus, and just walk away.
你不仅不会有失望，而且你会看到这个祝福的时候呢，你会冲向他去迎接他去爱他。
And when you see this gift, you will love him all the more. You'll love Jesus all the more. You will approach him more.
你太高兴了。
You're overjoyed.
你甚至想跟他 stick together.
You would want to stay together with Jesus.
你不想离开他。
You would never want to leave him.
因为他的礼物太好了。
Because the gift that he brings is just too good.
这个亚伯拉罕的后裔他太好了，给我带来的礼物太好了。
This offspring of Abraham, he is too good. The gift is too good.
所以如果今天你没有这种 overjoy, 我知道你还是没有认识他。
So if you are not overjoyed, then I am sure that you do not fully know Jesus yet.
但是这并不影响我们现在还可以去继续的认识他。
But this does not stop us from coming to know Jesus more.
使我们能够借着更加认识这位亚伯拉罕的后裔，神的儿子，
so that we may come to know this offspring of Abraham, the Son of God. Not only receiving the blessing, it will also be able to fill you with joy today and forever. This joy is completely separate from this world. It is the blessing which God personally gave you through His Son. This joy does not come by the world, and neither can the world take it away.
你会遇到很多生活不如意的地方的, 在这个世界当中,
in this world, you will encounter many difficulties and disappointments.
所以你的情绪呢, 每天就是, 有高兴, 有不高兴, 有不高兴, 有高兴,
and so you may be happy one day and then unhappy the next.
因为你有喜乐,
you will have joy, but also you have disappointments.
所以当这个不好, 你不喜欢的事情来临的时候, 你的喜乐马上就没有了。
So when something that you don't like happens, maybe your happiness goes away. You may be happy 1 minute.
后一分钟呢,
and then the next minute, something bad happens, and then your happiness goes away. But the blessing which the offspring of Abraham comes to bring this joy cannot be taken away by anything in the world. Even when faced with death, you are still joyful. Because the Son of God, He resolves our most pressing problem, death. The blessing which the Son of God brings, it solves the problem of death. And where does this problem of death come from? This happened in the Garden of Eden.
耶和华神说, 你吃的日子必定死。
God says that the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die.
所以亚当和夏娃犯了罪之后，所有的人都在死亡当中。
So after Adam and Eve committed the sin, all men are under the curse of death.
这是一个不太好的消息。This
is bad news.
但是一个好的消息，借着这位耶稣神的儿子为玛利亚所生的，他带给我们，他要来给我们解决死亡的问题。
But this good news brought through the Son of Mary, who the angel announced, He will come to resolve our problem of death.
所以这是不是一个好消息?
Is this good news?
是好消息,
this is good news. But this is not the full good news, the entirety.
所以下一次呢,
next time, let us come to understand more what the good news is.
使你的喜乐可以满足,
that your joy will be full. So that you will not be afraid of anything in this world. So that you will not worry about the world. Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord, we give you thanks. May you bless your word.
种在我们的,
may it be planted in our hearts. May you remove from our hearts those weeds and rocks. So that the seed of the good news may take root in our hearts and grow. That we may receive the blessing which you have promised. That your Son may be our King. That we may be of you. That you may also be of us. That we may become your sons and daughters. I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.